Summer brings festivals, holidays, and heaps of fun things to do outdoors and on the water, but it also ushers in hot weather, and it is our peak natural disaster season. At New South Wales Health, they've prepared the Healthy Safe Summer Toolkit, where you can find everything you need to make staying healthy in summer a breeze. We're joined this morning by Dr. Christine Selvey, Acting Executive Director of Health Protection at New South Wales Health, who joins me on the line this morning. Dr. Selvey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks, Cameron.
No problem. So what are the big risks to our health and safety that summertime brings to our communities?
So there are a few, and our summer toolkit contains information about how to manage heat, especially heat waves, mosquito-borne diseases like Japanese encephalitis, which is a relatively new disease in New South Wales. There's risks associated with travel, and if there are disasters, bushfires can create smoke hazards. And also some people can have a lot of mental health issues over summer, when sometimes family events can cause mental health stress, and also when people are hot and irritable, that can affect relationships and mental health. So a few things to watch out for.
Yeah, and so I suppose we're all familiar with the classic slip, slop, slide, is it? But of course, summer health protections can go beyond that. Can you give us some examples of what else we can be doing to help protect ourselves from the heat and the sun this summer?
Yes, and I guess it's a good reminder that heat can actually be pretty serious. And so heat exhaustion is when people do overheat and their bodies are unable to compensate and stop the temperature rising. And then that can lead into heat stroke, where there's confusion and people's blood pressure drop, and, you know, that's a very serious and actually a life-threatening condition. So just a reminder that heat, whilst we think it's benign, it actually can be really dangerous. And that's why people need to take some sensible precautions. I guess one of the main things is when it is hot, and especially when the nights have been hot as well. So when the temperature doesn't drop overnight, that's when we can really more easily become overheated. And so it's really good to avoid doing exercise in the middle of the day. So if people do want to exercise, then they should do that at the beginning or the end of the day when it's a bit cooler. When you, if you're doing going out in the heat, then taking a water bottle and keeping well hydrated, and that applies throughout the heat season, because if you are a bit dehydrated, then that means that your body actually can't keep your temperature down. It reduces sweating, and sweating is the main way that we keep our temperature down. So avoiding doing exercise in the middle of the day, but also not taking actions to keep your home as cool as possible. So if you've got windows and things where the sun is coming in, to keep those closed over during the day, open them up overnight to let the cool air in. Find places with an air conditioner, for example, and use fans, etc. I guess the people at greatest risk of having severe problems from heat are can be very young children, pregnant women, but also people who are older, and particularly people who are older who have any chronic conditions. So it's important to keep in touch with them during heat waves, and just check in with your grandparents or your parents if they're a bit older, make sure that they're okay.
We mentioned there heat is one of the main things that we should be concerned about and mindful of this summer. And it follows then that heat waves would be one of the top summer challenges on mind. So what can one do to prepare for a heat wave and protect those around you?
Yes, so as I said, try doing what you can to keep your indoor environment as cool as possible. So air conditions, if you've got them, making sure that you've got fans ahead of time. I myself have spent times driving from Bunnings to Bunnings to Bunnings at the beginning of a heat wave, only to discover that everyone else has beaten me to it and there are no fans available. If you don't have air conditioning, to then seek out and work out, well, where can I go on these really hot days? Sometimes the local shopping centre, you can sit in a cafe there during the hottest part of the day, or the local library or other areas. So if you have an idea and a plan ahead of time, also plan for how you're going to get there. There's no point in sort of walking or riding in a really hot day to get to the cool place. You need to make so that's not exercising to get to the cool place, work out how you're going to get there in a safe way, and really sort of being prepared, making sure that you do have some good water bottles or a water bottle that you can carry and keep hydrated. Having ice in the fridge can be really useful as well, to help cool down and say your face, or also making sure that the water's nice and cool, because that helps you cool down as well. So a lot of, things that you can actually prepare.
And I suppose as well, summer is a time where a lot of us head out to the beach, head outside to spend some time out of doors. What are some precautions people can take to make sure that they're protecting themselves from harmful UV rays and prevent skin cancers popping up due to spending time out of doors in the sun?
Yes, that's exactly right. So the risk of sunburn and then also long-term sun damage, which then can lead to skin cancers, as you say. So it is important that when you are out, and in summer, the amount of UV light that we get on our skin is higher than it is in winter, even if the sun's shining in winter. So summer, you need to be even more careful using sunscreen, keeping your body actually covered with clothes, provided that they're clothes that do stop the UV light getting through, and you can actually get sunburnt through some clothes, especially if they get wet. T-shirts and things you can still get burnt. So make sure that the clothes are protective, keep covered up, wear sunscreen, hats are absolutely essential, and sunglasses are also important to protect your eyes from UV light.
Yeah, and there's so much information and precautions that people can take. We've really only scratched the surface here. So there's a lot more in the New South Wales Health Safe Summer Toolkit. Where can people go to find out, to find that booklet information?
Yes, so that is available on the New South Wales Health website, and it's essentially www.health.newsouthwales.gov.au and then /summer. I would think if you Google New South Wales Health Safe Summer Toolkit or Summer Toolkit, then you will also then get a link to that page.
Wonderful. That was excellent information and tips there. Dr. Selby, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Cameron.
That was Dr. Christine Selby, Acting Executive Director of Health Protection at New South Wales Health, talking to us about the ways we can be prepared for summer to help stay healthy and safe. The New South Wales New South Wales Health Healthy Safe Summer Toolkit is available online at health.nsw.gov.au/summer.